Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new light from the light of the Quran. A light that we will try to live with. A light that we will try to live our lives in, benefiting from the wisdoms that Allah has given us in this wonderful book, which is the Quran. The book that contains a lot of wisdoms, a lot of light that can really set everything in our lives on the right track. Today's wisdom is taken from the Surah Al-Nisa, the Surah of Women. And it discusses some of the most important issues in Islam, is that what the good that Allah wants us to achieve. That Allah is so merciful, He wants good for us. He does not want to harm us. He does not want to overburden us. But He wants to give us the best thing in this life and in the next. And then we will talk about something very important in the social life, in the world today actually, which is about the issue of equality between men and women. And let's try to assess the truth about this issue in the light of the Quran, away from the claims of the disbelievers and the people who want to bring destruction upon us. We'll start with the recitation of the verses as usual, then inshallah we will take the wisdoms and the light out of them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما ومن يفعل ذلك عدوانا وظلما فسوف نصليه نارا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما ولكل جعلنا موالي مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون والذين عقدت أيمانكم فآتوهم نصيبهم إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Now, today's verses are so important and so beautiful. Because first of all, in these verses, Allah tells us about what He wants from us and how He wants to help us. And how He has made the way so much easy for us. He wants to relieve us from the burden that we have burdened ourselves with. So many people think that Allah wants to overburden. So many people, when you talk to them about the way, Islamic way of life, they, even sometimes Muslims, unfortunately, they see it as a burden over themselves. And whenever you command them with what is in the Quran, what is in the Sunnah, they say, you know, the religion is so easy, claiming that these things of the religion are not necessary religion is to follow the way you like and you wish. No. Actually, when we follow a different way other than the religion of Islam, we overburden ourselves, whether we realize it or not. Sometimes, or most of the time, humans are short-sighted. So they don't realize the repercussions and the ramifications of their actions. The results will be detrimental, but we don't realize. Why? Because we are short-sighted as human beings. We cannot see round corners. We have this own deficiency in our intellect, in our understanding, in our wisdom. Because our wisdom is limited. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And everything He tells us is good for us. This is why Allah says, after mentioning some of the regulations, some of the laws that He has given us, He says that Allah wants to guide you. Allah wants to guide you. Allah wants to show you the mistakes of the people who came before you. And Allah wants to bring ease upon you. And Allah is all wise and Allah is all knowing. Imagine, Allah is telling us about Himself. Then Allah says that He wants us to repent to Him. He wants to accept our repentance. He wants to make the way of repentance easy for us. Whereas the people who follow the desires, they want you to swerve from the straight path. Imagine. Now we have two ways to follow. The way of Allah, who wants good for us, who wants dignity and honor for us, who wants ease for us. And there is the other way of the people who follow the desires, the disbelievers and the people who have made their desires their gods. Now these people want us to swerve and to get away from the straight path because they don't realize the consequences of that. Who should we follow? It's the way of Allah. Because Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. Allah wants to lessen your burden. Allah wants to make it easy for you. But if you follow the ways of the people of desires, they will bring more burden on you. Maybe you don't realize it at the moment, but in the long run, there will be a great burden upon you. So Allah says, Allah wants to lessen your burden, and man is created so weak. Man is so weak. This is a human nature. We are so weak. We cannot deal with so much pressure. This is why Allah knows our abilities, and He has charged us. He has made obligatory upon us the things that we can bear, the things that are within our capacity. But the disbelievers and the people of desires, they don't know our abilities. They follow the desires and they think they know what we can and what we cannot. But at the end and in the final tally, if we follow them, we will be overburdening ourselves. Then Allah gives us some instruction about how to create a wonderful Muslim society. Allah says, do not eat the wealth and the money and the rights of other people. Do not do that. But you can take other people's money through trade, through just trade, which is the trade that we know. Take it with right. Exchange of goods and money, that's fine. There's no harm in that. So when you take other people's money in exchange of a service, that's fine. And so it's prohibited in Islam to take other people's rights. You cannot do that. It's impermissible whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, whether they are righteous or sinners. They have rights, we have to preserve their rights. Then Allah says, and do not kill yourselves. It is impermissible for Muslims to commit suicide or to kill themselves because life is a gift. And it's a trust. Allah gave it to us to test us. We cannot take it away. It is for Allah to take it away at the time He sees suitable. So then there's another thing we can take from this verse. It's not allowed to kill others as well. Murder is prohibited in Islam. Life does not belong to us. We cannot take it. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, Allah is so merciful to you. You see, Allah is telling us more about Himself and these wisdoms, these light. Actually, this light, we should see the instructions of Islam not as do's and don'ts, like a very arid or kind of dry law. No, it should emanate from our hearts. It should emanate from the understanding and the conviction that Allah is giving these for our own benefit. These instructions, this law, this sharia is for our own benefit. It is for our own future, for our own ease. So if we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we accept that full-heartedly and we follow His law with acceptance and with submission because we know it is better for us. It is for our own benefit. Then Allah says, anyone who does these evil actions in transgression, then we will make his abode the fire, the hellfire. And this is an evil abode. And it's very easy for Allah to put him in the hellfire, the wrongdoers. Then Allah says, if you avoid the major sins that we have forbidden for you, then we will forgive you your sins. And we will give you a door to dignity. in paradise. We will dignify you if you leave the major sins. So imagine, whatever Allah prohibited will bring us humiliation. But if we abide by what Allah gave us in the Quran and the Sunnah, Allah will dignify us and give us more honor. Then Allah says, and this is the most important wisdom today, which is do not wish to get the privilege Allah gave other people. Now Allah created men and women different. Men will have the consequences of their actions, and women will have the consequences of their actions. But do not wish to have the rights of... So men should not wish to have the rights of women, and women should not wish to have the rights of men. Allah charged men with certain responsibility. Allah gave them authority over women, to take care of them, to look after them, to provide for them, and to be responsible for them. That's the obligation of men. This is why they are given more freedom to work hard and to go out of the house and to pursue provision. Whereas women have been saved all that pain. Allah has charged the women with taking care of the house, with building a wonderful society and a strong individuals who can bring to Islam a wonderful generation that will spread the message of Islam, that will take care of the message of Allah, and who can take the responsibility of taking care of the family. Now Allah charged men with these responsibilities and women with these responsibilities, and everyone will be held accountable according to their own responsibilities, because the responsibilities given to men are suitable and they fit the physical makeup and the mental makeup and the psychological makeup of the men, of the male. Whereas women are entrusted with obligations and duties that are suitable for their own makeup, for their own composition, for the way Allah created them. So those who claim to promote equality among men and women, they are not doing justice to men, they are not doing justice to women. Because look at the woman who went out of the house to work. Listen to some of the comments of the Western women as they suffer in work. They suffer the abuse of their boss. They suffer the abuse of commuting. Because women have been created very weak, physically weak. And they have been given the ability to become pregnant and to have mercy to the kids and to deal with the kids in a manner that men cannot. So to switch these duties and to mix them up, it's actually an oppression to men and oppression to women. So many women in the West suffer from depression and overload of work in the house and at work. It destroyed their life. It destroyed the soft nature of women. So as we said, we link this to the beginning of these verses, that Allah wants to ease. Well, Allah wants to bring ease to us. Allah wants to lessen our burden. If we follow the commands of Allah, the Sharia of Allah, we will be happy and we'll be content and life will be easy for us. But if we follow the people of desires, we will be overburdening ourselves and destroying our present life and our future in the hereafter. Now these are the lessons that we can drag from this beautiful surah, beautiful verses. This is the light that we should live into. I'm a man, I accept what Allah entrusted me with. If you are a woman, accept what Allah entrusted you with and you will enter paradise inshaAllah. Now until we meet with another light from the Qur'an to see our lives in the light of the Qur'an, I leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.